I'm Ralph Bednarczyk, and this is your Monday Morning Roundup Podcast, presented by Gillette.
The 2-1 pitch, swing and a looper to shallow left. On comes Conforto. Conforto slides, makes the catch, put it in the books.
David swings, and he hits it down the right field line. That is toward the pole. It is gone! A two-run home run for David Ortiz.
Holiday out to deep right. Yes!
No other sport provides drama during its final weekend of the regular season quite as compelling as baseball can. And 2016 has certainly lived up to that standard. Though all six division champions had been crowned entering the weekend, there was still plenty to determine with regards to the wild card teams. In the National League, the Mets, Giants, and Cardinals comprised a three-team race for two wild card spots. Heading into Saturday, the Mets were one game up on the Giants, with the Cardinals one game back of San Francisco. A win for the Mets over the Phillies would not only secure a wild card berth, but also ensure that the Mets would host the wild card game. Tied at two runs apiece in the sixth, James Loney stepped to the plate with a man aboard.
Blanco set up right behind Granderson at second. The pitch, swing and a drive, deep to right field, Altair back, and there she goes! James Loney with a two-run homer into the lower stands in right field. Loney doesn't hit him often. That's only his ninth of the year, but it is a huge home run. It restores the two-run lead. It is 4-2 New York.
Now with a 5-3 lead in the ninth, the reigning National League champion stood just one out away from a chance to defend their crown in the postseason.
The 2-1 pitch, swing and a looper to shallow left. On comes Conforto. Conforto slides, makes the catch, put it in the books. The New York Mets, for only the second time in franchise history, are going to the postseason for a second consecutive year. They have won a National League wild card spot. They will host the wild card game at Citi Field on Wednesday.
With the Cardinals and Giants also emerging victorious on Saturday, the two clubs entered Sunday's regular season finale still battling for the right to meet the Mets at Citi Field on Wednesday night for the wild card game. The Giants showed their urgency by jumping on Kenta Maeda and the Dodgers early on Sunday as Buster Posey stepped to the plate in the bottom of the first.
And a line drive, fair down the right field line. Span scores. Belt scores. 2-0 Giants.
The Giants pound the Dodgers by a 7-1 final, securing the second wild card spot in the National League. San Francisco will head to Citi Field on Wednesday night to battle the Mets in the NL wild card game, as the Giants pursue their fourth consecutive World Series title in an even-numbered year. Brandon Crawford concludes the regular season with a 21-game on-base streak, the longest active streak in the majors. Over in the American League, two American League East heavyweights continued to trade punches for the right to host the wild card game. A loss by the Orioles on Saturday, combined with a Blue Jays win, locked the two teams into a dead heat for the top wild card spot heading into game 162. Meanwhile, the Tigers suffered a crushing loss in Atlanta, dropping Detroit a game and a half off the pace. However, because the Tigers still had a game in hand with both Toronto and Baltimore, they remained mathematically alive. Baltimore sent Kevin Gausman to the mound. He had a .80 ERA against the Yankees this season and continued that trend, pitching 7 1/3 innings, allowing just 2 runs. It was a 3-1 game into the sixth. Matt Wieters had already hit a 2-run homer earlier left-handed, this time batted right-handed with a man on.
Runner off first base, towering fly ball left field. Has he done it again? And goodbye, home run! Matt Wieters delivers his second 2-RBI homer of the game. And the Orioles take a 5-1 lead.
The Orioles took the game 5-2 and clinched an American League wild card spot. The question was, which one? As they waited watching what the Blue Jays and Red Sox were doing. After Aaron Sanchez took a no-hitter into the seventh, the game was tied heading into the top of the eighth as Troy Tulowitzki came to the plate.
Tulowitzki hits it over Pedroia into center field. Here comes Encarnacion. Martin is headed for third, and Troy Tulowitzki has given the Blue Jays the lead here in the eighth.
Roberto Osuna picked up his 36th save as the Blue Jays closed out Boston 2-1 and will host the Orioles Tuesday in the American League wildcard game. Within minutes of the finish in Boston, Detroit lost again in Atlanta to be officially eliminated. The Red Sox, who lost five of their last six games, will start their AL Division Series against the Indians on Thursday in Cleveland. Prior to embarking upon a quest to capture a fourth World Series championship as a member of the Red Sox, retiring slugger David Ortiz was honored at Fenway Park over the weekend in the last regular season series of his legendary career. Following a pregame ceremony on a rainy Friday night, Big Poppy gave the Blue Jays a harsh reminder that he will not ease into retirement quickly. He stepped to the plate in the seventh inning of a 3-3 game.
David swings and he hits it down the right field line. That is toward the pole. It is gone! A two-run home run for David Ortiz. And the Red Sox lead it 5-3. Big Poppy does it again.
Ortiz's 39th career go-ahead home run in the seventh inning or later propelled the Red Sox to a 5-3 win. The following night, Ortiz was feted by dozens of individuals who were impacted by his kindness and generosity during his 14 seasons in Boston, while continuing to provide countless breathtaking moments between the foul lines.
His 541 home runs and his leadership on three world champions are a part of the story, a big part, but so too is his big heart. So now, let us welcome and thank the gentleman who has played such a pivotal role in this remarkable chapter in the social and cultural history of Boston. Ladies and gentlemen, number 34, Big Poppy, David Ortiz.
Ortiz faced 20-game winner Jay Happ in the fifth inning, which would set the stage for the Fenway faithful to salute their beloved slugger once again.
And a bullet into right field. That's going to drop down for a hit. A single for Big Poppy here with one down in the fifth.
In the regular season finale Sunday, the Red Sox pulled out all the stops. The team announced it will retire his number 34 sometime next year in a pregame ceremony that featured former Red Sox stars like Carly Yastrzemski and teammates from Ortiz's three World Series championship clubs. The Red Sox draped the Dominican flag over the Green Monster, played the Dominican national anthem, and invited Dominican Republic President Danilo Medina to throw out a ceremonial first pitch. Though it's been a disappointing season for the Chicago White Sox, left-hander Carlos Rodon provided plenty of reasons to be excited for the future. The 23-year-old etched his name in the record books on Friday night against the Twins.
0-2 the count, the two-strike pitch, strike three, caller's got seven.
Carlos Rodon will have to settle for an American League record-tying seven straight strikeouts to open the game.
Sidelined since August 11th after suffering a fractured thumb when he was hit by a pitch, Cardinals veteran Matt Holliday made an emotional return to action on Friday night against the Pirates.
Holliday out to deep right! Yes! 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 He did it! In what could be his final plate appearance in St. Louis! An opposite field home run! Unbelievable!
Fittingly, Holliday's blast came as a pinch hitter, the Cardinals' 17th pinch-hit home run of the season, to extend their own single-season Major League record. The Cardinals hold a 2007 club option on the 13-year veteran, but it's unlikely that Holliday will return to St. Louis next year. Sunday wasn't just the end of the season, it was the end of baseball royalty. Dick Enberg broadcast his final game of his Hall of Fame 51-year career as the Padres lost at Arizona. Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully broadcast his last game, a 7-1 Giants win in San Francisco. He signed off by saying,
I have said enough for a lifetime, and for the last time, I wish you all a very pleasant good afternoon.
Farewell to you both, and thanks for all the memories. I'm Ralph Bednarczyk. This has been your Monday Morning Roundup podcast presented by Gillette.